Catherine, you know, my commute was a little different this morning. I was in a car in the wee hours of the morning when we get here, and the guy at the wheel was a little upset because he was asking, why are you going to block off the streets in Times Square? You know, that's right. Times Square is going pedestrian. No cars allowed. Here's New York Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadik Khan describing her vision.
We're going to have tables and chairs out here and planters out here and fanciful street designs out here, all indicating that this is a different kind of a place. This is a different kind of experience.
Now we've got Matt Dellinger, who was there when the city closed Times Square to traffic. He's a transportation writer who's contributed to The New Yorker, The Atlantic, The New York Times, and he's a friend of our show. Hey.
Hi. Good morning.
So what was it like yesterday?
Well, it was last night. It was very, you know, kind of exciting. It felt like transportation history, I guess, which maybe not everyone's as excited as I am about. But, you know, I've been to an interstate ribbon cutting before, which is probably one of the last. And this felt like maybe the first of something.
I'm laughing only because what a great transportation geek.
Yeah. Here I am.
You were at the ribbon. Yeah. You know, for people who, when they think of Times Square across the country, mm-hmm. they have images of it at New Year's Eve, right? Mm-hmm. Full of people. Certainly a pedestrian mall then. Give us an idea what it looks like normally, what it's going to look like now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, usually Times Square is on or off. I mean, either it's full of cars or it's full of people. And this is going to be not quite either. You know, they're not closing Times Square completely. All of the cross streets are still active. You're still going to be able to drive east to west through Times Square. And 7th Avenue is still open. It's just the segments of Broadway. And if you think of Times Square, what makes it Times Square is that weird angle that Broadway cuts with 7th Avenue, and it creates all that space. So it was kind of a traffic nightmare is the way that the DOT is sort of helping to pitch this, is they're actually solving a traffic problem while creating a pedestrian space.
You know, I'm wondering, New York is one of these places where you have certain parts of the city on a grid and then other parts of the city totally like freeform and weird kind of, you know, dead alleys and things like that. Why the heck in the first place was there this cross section of these two major streets? Do we know?
Well, I think it's because Broadway always existed as a sort of, you know, it was an animal trail, I believe. I might be making this up.
Cows walked on.
Exactly. It was a very old road. And so when they imposed the grid, they just kept Broadway there.
All right. Well, you've got a lot of people weighing in on this. And there's a guy who sells tickets to Broadway plays on the street. Mm-hmm. He seems enthusiastic.
I think that when they do block it off and it's just foot traffic, it's going to be awesome. There'll be 3 times more people. That's more promotions for everyone that's around here, everyone in Times Square, all of the Broadway shows. I mean, it's going to make it a lot more accessible for us to do our job.
All right. Did you get any reactions?
Well, I heard plenty of that, actually, from anyone whose job it is to interface with people in Times Square is going to be very happy about this. There's a phenomenon called induced traffic, which is basically when you add a lane to a highway, all you're doing is making more room for more cars. And so you actually increase the number of cars rather than alleviating the traffic. You just create more traffic. And the same is true of people. If you give people more pedestrian space, then more people will come. I mean, this will actually this isn't the same number of people in Times Square filling a bigger space. This is going to mean more people in Times Square.
Well, you know, there's a whole international aspect to it. You've had cities like London regulating traffic. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a guy named Sam Schwartz, a.k.a. Gridlock Sam.
Gridlock
and
Sam.
One of our reporters here, Arun Venugopal. I'm sorry for butchering your name, colleague. Got a little bit of sound from Gridlock Sam.
You're going to see a jump from here to Chicago, to San Francisco, to even the land of the car in Los Angeles. They're beginning to talk about these kinds of solutions.
All right. Is this going to have a ripple effect?
Absolutely, I think. I mean, it's already happening. San Francisco actually has a program called Pavement to Parks. And just over a week ago, they dedicated their first pedestrian plaza, nowhere near on the scale of Times Square. It's 17th Street, I think, in the Castro District. They closed off a block that wasn't getting a lot of traffic. And they've got 3 more in the works. But, you know, Jeanette Sadik Khan, the New York City Transportation Commissioner, is also the head of the National Association of City Transportation Officials. And she was, I'm told, partly elected to that position because she sort of brings this national perspective. And I think that if they have anything to say about it, it will become a national phenomenon.
Finally, do you think that Times Square, which has gone from cruddy, filled with porn and peep shows. Now it's all Disney-fied, which some people don't like. What's the future of Times Square?
Well, the future of Times Square is going to be a lot like the past. If you look at some of the old pictures, you've got vehicles and people and animals sharing this giant space. I don't know if the animals are going to come back, but it's going to be, you know, kind of a little bit more rowdy. The cars were actually kind of boring in a way.
It's going to be a crossroads of the world, as it always is. And you know what? I'm just too scared to go to the New Year celebration. It's freezing and there's no bathrooms. That's what I say.
I like the idea of the animals coming back.
Yeah,
Rawhide.
Bring back the animals.
All right. That is the final word from Catherine and also Matt Dellinger, writer on transportation, who's contributed to The New Yorker, Atlantic, and our partner, The New York Times. Thanks again.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.